What happens when an entire planet suddenly stops going to the office? In March 2020, we found out. Overnight, millions of professionals traded conference rooms for kitchen tables, business suits for sweatpants, and hour-long commutes for 30-second walks down the hallway. But here's what most people missed. This wasn't actually a revolution. It was an acceleration. Remote work had been quietly growing for years, 44% over 5 years in the US alone, 91% over a decade. The pandemic didn't invent virtual work, it simply ripped off the Band-Aid, forcing a reluctant business world to confront what was already inevitable. Companies like Twitter made headlines declaring employees could work from home forever. But the real story wasn't about pandemic policies. It was about recognizing that the future of work had already arrived. We just hadn't been paying attention. Sophie Perry Billings, a self-described people person in London, faced universal skepticism when she went remote in 2017. Her old reality? 50 colleagues in an open plan space and a brutal 90-minute underground commute each way, nearly 800 hours yearly, equivalent to 20 full work weeks spent underground. Despite everyone's doubts, she thrived. Remote work success isn't about personality, it's about infrastructure. Your internet connection becomes your lifeline. Most remote workers need at least 25 Mbps, scaling to 50, 100 Mbps for 3 to 5 devices, and 150 to 200 Mbps for larger households. Test speeds at different times. Quality plummets when neighbors stream evening Netflix. You're performing on a mini stage during every video call. A second monitor prevents neck craning hunches. Quality headphones eliminate cave-like echoes. Professional lighting makes you look engaged, not exhausted. An ergonomic chair protects your spine during 8-hour stretches. These investments typically total $1,000 to $2,500, far less than annual commuting costs. Many companies offer stipends, but even without reimbursement, these tools aren't luxuries. They're the difference between struggling and thriving. Remote work's flexibility becomes a curse without deliberate boundaries. The office provided natural structure. Arrive at 9 a.m., leave at 5 p.m. Home was home. Remote work collapses these walls, turning your home into a perpetual office. Start with radical transparency about your availability. Share your working hours with your team, including time zones and core collaboration windows. Nothing erodes trust faster than being unreachable when you're supposed to be working. One employee concealed their lack of childcare during key hours. When performance suffered, trust shattered irreparably. The most successful remote workers create artificial commutes, intentionally recreating the psychological transition between work and life. Morning routines like breakfast rituals, exercise, or meditation create mental space before work. End-of-day transitions matter even more. Taking 20, 30 minutes to walk or sit quietly signals your brain that work has ended. Physical workspace matters too. Whether a converted room, corner desk, or regular co-working sessions, consistency trains your brain. When you sit there, you work. When you leave, you don't. Without these boundaries, remote work becomes an always-on treadmill where you never fully engage with work or fully disconnect from it. Remote work can create stronger connections than traditional offices. Jason Lawrence, CEO of SalesFix, discovered this after closing physical offices. His previously segmented global team united on a level playing field. The office hadn't been connecting people, it had been dividing them. Video calls build trust far better than phone calls, rating 7 or 8 compared to phones 4 and in-person's 10. Keeping your camera on builds rapport even when clients don't reciprocate. However, Zoom fatigue is real. Constant eye contact, technology anxiety, and watching yourself creates sneaky mental exhaustion. For global teams, asynchronous video offers brilliant efficiency. Record announcements everyone watches at their convenience instead of coordinating across time zones. Replace lengthy emails with 5-minute videos, capturing your conversational style and body language. Different personalities face distinct challenges. Extroverts need proactive social opportunities, virtual lunches, cafe work sessions, evening engagements. Introverts initially enjoy escaping overstimulation, but struggle speaking up on video calls. The solution for both? Intentional relationship building through one-on-one calls, virtual coffee breaks, or in-person meetups when possible. Remote work doesn't eliminate connection. It requires you to architect it rather than stumble into it. Ben Jolly transformed his life by joining a remote organization. Before, biking through Boston snow, enduring traffic, paying exorbitant rent. After, working from a Thai island. He's since lived and worked in 12 cities across Mexico, Japan, Turkey, Spain, Singapore, and Thailand. As a digital nomad, Jolly uses remote work flexibility to immerse himself in new cultures while maintaining full-time employment. His success requires careful preparation, researching co-working spaces, verifying high-speed internet, and sometimes working unusual hours like his 5 p.m. 1 a.m. Istanbul schedule to match U.S. Eastern Time. Miranda Barrett's story shows remote work's flexibility closer to home. As vice president at Community Company, she traveled for 7 weeks with her children during summer 2019 while leading a 35-person department. When the pandemic hit, her family relocated to rural Virginia, where they began raising goats, chickens, and foster dogs. These stories reveal remote work's transformative potential. The question isn't whether remote work can match office life, it's whether office life can ever match the possibilities remote work unlocks. Building a remote-first culture requires systematic architecture around the mighty five principles: vision, values, goals, consistency, and clarity. Vision must guide decisions specifically. Acceleration Partners uses a vivid vision, a present-tense narrative describing the company at a specific future date, including metrics, cultural attributes, and operations. Core values must be objective and measurable. WD-40 uses 6 hierarchical values where higher values take precedence, empowering employees to make aligned decisions without fear of mistakes made in service of core principles. Goals provide accountability through metrics visible to everyone. Acceleration Partners tracks goals from leadership down, with each metric assigned to individuals and color-coded for progress. This transparency ensures individual contributors understand their contribution while executives model standards. Remote work demands systematic, behavior-based recruiting that examines employment history and manager relationships. Self-aware organizations fly their flag, clearly communicating values and working style to attract aligned employees while deterring poor fits. Acceleration Partners hires only 1 to 2% of account manager applicants, using rigorous systems to identify candidates with self-motivation, communication skills, and comfort with accountability. We're not preparing for the future of work, we're living it. Within a decade, daily office work may seem as outdated as flip phones. Thriving organizations aren't built on technology. They're built on trust, respect, strong leadership, and clear values. Remote work magnifies what already exists. Micromanaging cultures struggle regardless of software, while adaptable organizations attract top talent. Even fully remote companies need in-person connection. Dropbox became virtual first while creating Dropbox Studios, collaborative spaces for team gatherings, not daily work. These spaces host activities that benefit from face-to-face interaction, team building, strategic planning, leadership training. This revolution isn't about abandoning offices. It's about intentionality over default settings. It's designing work around life rather than life around work. It's recognizing that presence doesn't equal productivity, trust matters more than surveillance, and top talent won't limit themselves to geography. The question isn't whether your organization will adapt, but whether you'll do so thoughtfully or get left behind.